2017 order. We do not have a quorum, so we'll start as a subcommittee. And Senator Allen, you have SB 674.
I appreciate that.
Present, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and a special hello to my fellow committee member from the Education Committee, Andy Vidak, who's been suffering with me through an exciting day of hearings.
No suffering.
No suffering, no suffering.
I'm dedicated to education.
Good, 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 good. So I'm pleased to, well, given your dedication to education, you'll really like this bill. Because ultimately, this is all about trying to help people who have expensive private student loans by providing them a opportunity to refinance their loans at lower interest rates. Now, folks here, I'm sure, know that student loan debt has grown steadily over the last two decades, and it's now reaching a crisis point. Collectively, our country's college graduates are saddled with more than $1.3 trillion in private and public student loan debt. In fact, the California Educational Facilities Authority estimates that Californians hold more than $120 billion of the country's total student debt. Now, those who have private student loan debt have limited options available to them compared to those with federal student loan debt. Private loans commonly have higher interest rates than federal student loans, and they may not provide for consolidation, deferment, forbearance, or grace periods. And a limited number of banks now offer consolidation and refinancing options for private student loans, but those programs may require very, very strong borrower credit or cosigners. Excessive student loan debt now not only impacts the borrower, but it also suppresses our economy. And people now with enormous amounts of debt are having to make really difficult decisions just to, and these are decisions that are impacting our economy. Decisions like home ownership, whether they're going to be able to start a business, whether they're going to be able to save for retirement, whether they're going to be able to travel or to have some expendable income. Every dollar that's spent on high-interest student loan payments is one less dollar in the economy at large. And the fact of the matter is that there's now a delta, there's a gap between what some of these private loans are offering and what the market can bear. And if we put in place a mechanism that will provide some sort of security for a financer, a refinancer, we can get people to refinance their loans, drop their interest rates by just a little bit. That'll save them thousands of dollars and do it in a way that's not going to significantly impact the state. So the idea of this bill, we're going to authorize the Treasurer's Office to create a program through which the state will incentivize private banks to refinance student loans at lower rates than they otherwise would. The state would guarantee a small portion of the loan in the event of a default. This reduces the bank's risk and enables them to offer a reduced interest rate to the borrower. But ultimately, if it works properly, it actually should be a wash for the state. It's a modest amount of state funding that would ultimately, as I say, if it works properly, won't be a loss. And it will essentially leverage a significant volume of loans, estimated at $400 million worth under our current proposal. So here today in support, we have Kimberly Rosenberger from SEIU State Council and also Ronald Washington from the Office of State Treasurer, John Chung, both of whom are co-sponsors.
May I interrupt at this point in time? I'd just like to get a quorum here, so can we call the roll, please?
Senator Dodd?
Here.
Dodd, here. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak, here. Galgiani? Wesso? Lara? Morel?
Here.
Morel, here. Portantino?
Here.
Portantino, here.
And let me also just say, by the way, the committee has been immensely helpful, has drafted a mock-up that we're going to be working off of, and I assume you're sharing that with other members. No?
Not until you reviewed it.
Okay, well, we approve it, and it'd be great if that could happen. Thank you so much.
Why don't we get the testimony? Whoever's first, please proceed.
Thank you. Kimberly Rosenberger with Service Employees International Union. We represent 700,000 members throughout California. This isn't, the student debt issue cuts across the entirety of our membership. We're seeing student loans have tripled in the last 10 years. This impacts the workforce at every level, which is why we're appreciative of this bill, expanding language so it includes associate, certificated, all the way up to graduate and professional. There's little debt relief for private student loan, especially for the broader spectrum of education. For instance, a member from our local 721 is a public servant. She's a social worker in Los Angeles. She went back to school at a public university, UCLA, but because of a stipend she received and the fact that she was a returning student after a break, she didn't receive the federal funding she needed and had to rely on private student loan debt. She pays over $1,000 monthly despite having a graduate degree and despite attending a public university and being a public servant. This is a story we hear time and time again. We have our very own president of one of our local CFA got involved because of how high the student loan debt she faced. And she's seeing this as a faculty professor as well for the students that are going in. So this is an issue that has really impacted the last couple of generations, and it's not stopping. We understand this isn't a solution to the student debt crisis, but we think this is a strong step forward into addressing the problem. We also are very appreciative of the committee's efforts in drafting amendments for us, and we thank you and urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Next.
Good afternoon, Chairman Dodd and members of the committee. I want to thank you for just providing me an opportunity to testify this afternoon. My name is Ronald Washington. I'm the executive director of the California Educational Facilities Authority. We're one of the board commissions and authorities within the treasurer's office. And our primary role is really twofold. We issue bonds for private colleges and universities in California. And then we've also in the past have offered grants and also a student loan program that we previously financed. And so my testimony today is really on behalf of the treasurer's office and also CEFA. We've been actively engaged in pursuing legislation and a program in which we can really put together a framework to focus on student loan refinancing programs here. And then we believe Senate Bill 674, authored by Senator Allen and sponsored by the treasurer, really provides us that opportunity. Senator Allen mentioned $120 billion of student loan debt in California, held by California residents. And we found that of that amount, about $10 billion of that alone is in just private student loan debt. And that's really, again, as Senator Allen mentioned, the piece that we really want to focus on, because typically those loans aren't afforded the opportunities for forbearance or deferment as many private student loans are. So that's really a place where we wanted to not end, but really start sort of focusing on this program. So I mentioned we had a student loan program that we administered between 1997 and probably about 2004, in which a CEFA issued bonds, and we assumed virtually all of the risk for those bonds, many of which were in default, in the neighborhood of probably $10 million in loan defaults because CEFA assumed the risk. And so under the program, under 674, it's one in which we're going to develop one in which we could have a first loss protection account. And in that account, the appropriation would cover a maximum amount of 10% of the risk with the lender assuming the rest of the 90% of the risk. So we believe that amount of protection will allow the loan loss risk to be moved not from us but to the lender, and then they would again underwrite the loans and then do also the servicing for those loans. And then the student loan refinancing program under 674 is really designed to do to address really three things. One, for those who have completed a degree, whether it's AA, BA, professional trade school certificate of some sort right now, it would focus at least on those in the beginning. You have to be currently employed and a resident of California and working for at least 6 consecutive months. And then thirdly, your loans have to be in good standing. So you have to have a repayment that's consistent on your loans. And then I think some of the borrower benefits could be really three things. It would allow a borrower to lower their monthly interest by lowering their interest rate. And then secondly, shortening the term of the loan potentially. And then lastly, reducing the total interest over the life of the loan for those individuals who've taken it out. So we really like this as a first step, but we're certainly open to the committee and just all the help that we've been given. So we really appreciate your support and helping us really construct something that we think can work for Californians.
Thank you very much. Anybody else in support?
Mr. Chair, members, thank you. Christopher Castrillo here on behalf of the California Faculty Association. I'd like to echo the comments of my colleague, Ms. Rosenberger. We think this is a timely measure, especially in face of rising tuition across both the CSU and the UC. Urge your support. Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, any member comments, questions? May I have a motion?
Move the bill.
We have a motion. Senator Allen, I just wanted to make sure that you once again reflect that you're okay with the amendments that were made in the mock-up that was given to you.
Yes.
All right. So this bill enjoys a due pass as amended by the chair. And with that, can we call the roll, please?
Motion is due pass as amended to appropriation. Senator Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani? Wesso? Lara? Morrell? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
Thank you all for your cooperation. Appreciate it. Yes. Thanks, staff. Absent members.
SB 674, motion is due pass as amended. Chair voting aye. Senator Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
Great. So it's got enough votes to get out, but you want to leave the roll open for Senator Galgiani?
Yeah, we'll leave the roll open for...
You guys already had the...
Senate Bill 674, motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Chair voting aye. Senator Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye.
Okay, that's five votes for that. That bill passes, and that concludes the business before this committee. This committee is now adjourned.